Hello, Vince.
What's going on?
Whole lot more fun talking to you this week than it was last week, huh?
Always a lot better after a win, I tell you that. So,
You probably heard some of the stuff that was out there, you know, reports of dissension between this player and that player. Bill certainly shot down the Aaron Dobson, Josh McDaniels thing. Chris Mortensen yesterday talked about it with Tom Brady. You seen any of that stuff going on in your locker room?
Never was concerned about nothing. I mean, it's amazing how stories can get out there that's so untrue. And we know as a team what we're capable of doing. I mean, we just had to play better. We knew that. And we knew going into this, you know, this week, a night game being Sunday night and coming off of a terrible outing against the Kansas City on the road. It was very special to see how we went out to play yesterday. And a lot of credit goes to the teammates, the coaching staff. I mean, when we came in, we were straight to Cincinnati. We corrected some plays, watched a few things that we needed to make sure that we had under control and get it fixed. And we did. And we showed true character what we really are last night. So going forward, that's what we're going to need. We're going to need our best foot forward each week now that we have, you know, played a real good football team in Cincinnati. And being able to perform the way we did, it just goes to show you that we're capable of doing it. We just have to make sure we execute at all high levels.
We just played a clip of Tom Brady, you know, getting the game ball, a game ball from Bill Belichick last night. I saw on the sidelines late in the game, you had some words with Brady. What did you say to him?
I just told him it felt good for us to get a win the way we did. I mean, and we were just so excited because, you know, being on a short week, coming home late, really not getting a full day of practice in one day. So we was really on a short week for us. But, you know, the coaching staff trusted us. Bill trusted us for the leaders to go out. And when we did have a walkthrough, that makes sure that we get something out of the walkthrough. And I think guys did. And I remember talking to a couple players after the walkthrough and, you know, the coaching staff. And I think we got a lot done this week, even though we had a short amount of time, and they felt the same way. And obviously it showed. So I was just so proud of, you know, how we responded. I mean, every guy in that locker room, from the coaching staff all the way down to the players, to the practice squad guys, because we gave it our all. I mean, we put everything we had into it. We put everything to the side, anything that we had individually going on or whatever it may be, we put it to the side. And we played some good football, good team football yesterday. So, but it just goes to show you, if we can just continue to execute and continue to get better, good things happen with us.
There's so much emotion. Sorry, Dale, to jump in there. But there's so much animation and emotion in that game. And I'm wondering, was it directed at somebody? Was it directed at the media? Was it directed at hearing fans, some fans, not all of them, jumping off the bandwagon? What was it? Because it seemed a little extra to me.
Well, we wanted to play for one another, and I don't think anybody in that locker room really cared about what was going on outside of the locker room. We were tuned in to one another. We trusted one another. We practiced hard. We were very competitive, and we didn't change much. I mean, we didn't change anything we'd done in the past, the way we prepared. We didn't change anything. I think guys just knew that we all had to step it up another notch. We all did, and you know it's just good to see that, you know, the coaches having the faith in us and the confidence in us, and the, our teammates having the faith in one another, going out there and play. And I think a lot of times we get so stuck in the moment where we forget that it's football. You know, when we out there, it's okay to have fun playing football. And I think sometimes we get so caught up in, you know, if I gotta do this or I gotta do that or they might do this. You know, the game plan is the game plan. But at the end of the day, if you can't go out and have fun and make plays, something is wrong. And I think yesterday we just took it to a whole nother level. We had fun, and we made the plays.
Talking with Patriots defensive lineman Vince Wilfork, there were actually some folks in the media, and fans as well, who began to question whether Tom Brady was on the downside of his career. You watch him every single day in practice, play against him every day in practice. What do you see?
There's no other quarterback I would rather lead my team than Tom Brady, past or present, guys. I mean, that's just me. I'm pretty sure a lot of guys in that locker room feel the same way. So what he's done, I mean, and what he continued to do, it's amazing. It is very amazing. I mean, guys, he's not selfish. I mean, it's always about the team, how he can get guys around him better. And he come to work every day, and we compete every day. I mean, he's going against one of the top cornerbacks in the game every day in practice, and they're competing at a high level. So at the end of the day, both of those players are going to get better from seeing one another. And like I say, there's no other quarterback I would want to lead my troop than Tom Brady.
I know so often when the offense is on the field, the defense has got stuff you're working on and vice versa, and you don't often get to see them and they don't often get to see you. But that opening drive, did the guys on the defense watch that and see what the offense was doing out there? And did it help fire you guys up as well?
We did, because it was the start of the game, yep. First series of the game, so really wasn't much defense that we can go over. So we got a chance to see our offense go to work. And when they went down and scored like that, you know, we basically said, you know what, guys, let's go out. Let's get this ball back to them, and they'll do it again. And that's what happened. We went out. We stopped them. They drove again, 14-0 before you know it. And from there, you know, you could just see guys that were just so focused and just so into the game. We wanted the ball every chance we can get defensively to get it back to our guys, because we just knew the way we was playing and at the level we was playing last night that anything was possible. And then you saw it on a kickoff return, fumble. So when things happen, they come in bundles. And I think last night was a great, great team win from all three phases of the game. I mean, that was a classic win for a football team.
We talked about competing against Tom Brady in practice. What's it like competing against him? Is he a trash talker?
Sometimes.
What's it like?
Sometimes he talk trash. You know, a lot of people don't understand. He is very competitive. I mean, Tom, we can get up underneath his skin. And it's funny, because every time we go to practice, we start with a walkthrough, right? And we are competing in a walkthrough. This is a walkthrough now. And when you sit back and you look at and you realize, what are you doing? And all of a sudden, a walkthrough become a practice. But those are the things that makes us better. And we don't want to lose. They don't want to lose. So they'll call a play. Then we'll call a play. And all of a sudden, we out there having practice before practice even gets, you know, started. So we trash talk a lot. But at the same time, we know it's all in fun. It's all in getting better as a team and individuals. And when guys can sit back and see Gerard Mayo and Darrell Revis and Tom Brady and Vereen and Gronk out there, we talking smack and at the same time getting work done and getting good quality work, it's priceless.
You didn't have that race. You talked about it a couple years ago.
No, we didn't have the race.
Tom, so you're not going to do it?
No.
Who backed out?
We have to wait till the off season for that. So.
Or were you both retired or something?
No. I mean, It was never really brought up again, but it had to be an off season. Right now, no, we can't do it right now because, you know, somebody's engine might blow out there trying to run.
I've talked to you enough over the years to know that nothing bugs you more than to have a team run on your defense. And we saw it last Monday night, yeah. And they ran all over your defense. Yeah. What did you guys change last night from what you had a week ago?
Just a little technique stuff and guys just being more committed in the run game, man. That's one of the things, and we have some great guys that's on the defensive line and in the front seven. And sometimes we get caught up in, we want to rush, or we want to do this, or we want to do that, and we just had to get back to square zero, was being able to stop the run. And that was our mindset coming in. You know, we're going to stop the run, we're going to play well in the run game, and when it's time, you know, for them to throw the ball, we'll get after them. And that's the mindset we took. It was a good week in practice with that. We took it into the game. It was another. It was a good game with that. And when it was time to rush, we had our opportunity. So, even though we walked away with one sack, but we had some pressure on them. I think throughout the course of the game, where once it declared what they was trying to do, we really didn't have any problems adjusting our game plan and going after them. So, but that's what it's going to take. You know, it's going to take, if you can't get a team one dimensional, and I like to get a team to be able to throw the ball. I don't want a team that's one-dimensional and just pounding the rock 40 times for, you know, 180 and 200 yards. So, but we're at our best when we get in one-dimensional, where we have to force them in long-yarded situation where they have to throw the football. And we knew going in that we can get them in third down and third and long in those situations that we figured we can win those battles, and we did.
One last question before we let you go. And through the first four games, I had questions at times whether your team was tough enough physically and mentally. And I got to be honest with you now. Last night was the first time I thought I've seen it. Is that fair?
Everybody has their opinions. I don't think so. To me, I really can't say yes or no to that, because at times I look at film and we probably looking at two different things. And just because you don't see anybody just knocking guys up off the field or in the backfield all the time don't mean you're playing physically tough. It's rhyme and reason why we do the things we do. And some weeks is, you know, we're going to penetrate. Some weeks we're going to play a line of read and react. So it's whatever it's called. But for the most part, I'm very proud of our team, of how we responded. That was the biggest thing, to respond the way we responded against a good quality football team. So it wasn't like it was somebody coming in that only won one game or haven't won a game or that was an average team. This was an undefeated team coming in there. And watching them on field, we understood how they were undefeated. You know, they played good football. And to do it against them on another primetime game, that's the one thing that I'm most proud of with our guys, is we did it on national TV Sunday night. And we can continue to play that way. We just have to continue just to keep chipping away.
In the words of Bill Belichick, you're on to Buffalo now.
Always Buffalo.
On to Buffalo.
On to Buffalo, baby.
Vince, great to see you again.
Thank you, guys.
Vince Wilfork, join